Thank you for those of us that are here this morning. Now, Lord, we are ready to bless your name. Speak, for thy servants hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 John chapter 19. I'm going to read a few verses from 19, then I go to chapter 20, where my message is from. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. Everybody say, he took the body of Jesus. There are some of us that part of Christ is not enough for. Whether Jesus is dead or alive, he is the miracle worker. If you are carrying a dead Jesus, you are carrying a miracle. Because very soon you can carry him for 3 days, he will resurrect in your hand. Only 3 days you need to carry the dead Christ. The third day he will stand up and say, I'm he that was dead, now alive forevermore. How many can shout hallelujah? That's all I want to read there. Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple, came and said, Pilate, the 12 have fled. One of the 12 is going to die. The 11 are hiding. I don't want part of him. I want his whole body. That's what you need, the skill of Jesus. The enthusiasm of Jesus. The wisdom of Jesus. The miracle of Jesus. The healing of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The grace of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Joseph of Arimathea said, him, all his body. And the Bible said, and he granted him leave. What did he do with the body of Christ? And there came also Nicodemus at the time of the need of Jesus' physical strength. Two hidden disciples appeared. Are you hearing me? And these are millionaires. When Jesus was alive, he came by night. When he got converted, he came in the afternoon. There's time to hide your identity, and there's a time to reveal your identity. Joseph of Arimathea doesn't know what to do with money. He was a member of parliament in Jerusalem. He came and said, may I have his body? Everybody is running away. The disciples have fled. I am responsible enough to carry his body. If one of the disciples went, they would have killed him. But a big man came out and said, I need his body. The whole kingdom said, carry him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night. Isn't that good? He started by night. He was looking for daylight. All of us, at the first time of meeting Christ, we were night. Darkness. But Jesus will bring the light to appear. The gospel brings divine revelation with radiancy of the power of the Holy Spirit. All right? And brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. My goodness. Can you imagine what I'm saying? Perfume, 100-pound weight. For what? For the dead Jesus. They took there the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices as the clothes, no, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. How many can say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
He refused riffraff and sycophant to bury him. He refused men who say, if we buy 10 yards of lace now, we are going to throw it away. He's already dead. No. Responsible millionaire carried the body. 100 pounds weight of perfume. The whole room was scenting. They embalmed him. I read from a book that the embalming was about 18 inches thick. So that even if Jesus was not buried 3 years, he would not have smelled with the kind of perfume they had, which is the present day's medical embalming. Jesus refused to smell. In death, he was still scenting. Can you say hallelujah? You better look for perfume when we close and buy one, including Sosorobia. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never a man yet laid. There laid there Jesus. Do you remember the owner of that grave? Who? Joseph of Arimathea. He said, if I loan my grave to Christ, I will have life. Read your Bible from Matthew to Revelation. No place where Joseph of Arimathea is buried today. He loaned his grave. Jesus, take my grave and give me life. How many can say hallelujah? He loaned his grave. He borrowed it to Jesus. He said, Jesus, if that my grave, if Jesus go and resurrect, anytime you by mistake put me there, I'm going to get up. Take my grave. Everybody say, take my grave.
Take my grave.
Take my grave.
Take my grave.
You need someone to take your grave. You don't need grave now. You need life. Joseph of Arimathea said, the only way I can compensate Christ for my conversion and the only reward he can give me that will last and last and last is for him to substitute me in my grave. He loaned his grave. You cannot find out. You know when Paul died. You know when Peter died. You know when Judas died. Nobody can tell when Joseph of Arimathea finally died. He loaned his grave. It's time for every church man to say, take my grave. I don't need it. Jesus borrowed it and came out of it empty. That grave key, now we still go to Jerusalem and we find it empty. It was the work of Joseph of Arimathea. All right? Now listen to what I want to preach about. Then they took the body and wound it in the clothes. In a linen cloth with the spices as the manner of the Jews to bury. Linen cloth. They wrapped him, his leg, his feet, his body, and his head. They buried him. Verse 1. The first day of the week, coming Mary Magdalene, early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 3. That's where my message starts. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stood down, stooping down, and he is stooping down, and he is stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Everybody say, went into the sepulchre. If you are at the gazing side of the work of God, you have no story to tell. Peter heard from Mary Magdalene, Jesus is risen, is risen, is risen. She ran to tell everybody. Peter heard it and began to run to the sepulchre. He told another disciple, and that disciple said, Peter, I will get there before you. He arrived. The Bible said he stood stooping down. The ministry. Praise God. God is so good. Peter came, plunged himself in. Where are you involved in this work? Have you dived down to the root of the ministry? Or you are stooping from the corner? But it's time to stop looking from the corner. Go from the first step to the second step to the third step and launch yourself down. Finding what to do for Jesus. When you find it, dip deep. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because when you are busy doing something for God, God will be busy doing something for you. What is your part in this ministry? You are busy every day. Church? Naira, 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 naira. You don't have it. Because your priority is not right. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. That's the Bible. Peter went to the grave. He jumped inside. He plunged himself inside. Verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in the place by itself. When Jesus was about to die, after the crown of thorns was put on his head, the injury was there. Blood stained his face. When they embalmed him, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took a napkin. They tied his head and laid him down. The third day, Jesus rose and found on his head, instead of the crown of thorns and thistles, was a napkin. He looked at that napkin. He said, in lying down, I was exalted by you as the last crown I wore. He took the napkin. Are you ready? He wrapped the napkin it from grave clothes, the Bible said, put it in another place by itself. The linen were left flat. The napkin on his head wrapped. In the grave, Jesus had time to wrap together the napkin. How much more your life spent for him? If he had time to wrap the napkin and put it together in a place, God's Spirit is telling me the Lord is going to wrap your life together. No matter what you have passed through, no matter your pain, no matter your hurts, no matter your abandonment, no matter your neglect, the Lord God will wrap your life together. If he could rise and find the napkin on his head torn apart, and in the grave fold it, wrapped it neatly and put it aside, now that he's fully risen, your life on his path, your life in his sight, your life in his job, he will wrap it together. God is ready to wrap your life. No matter how squeezed, no matter how torn, no matter how thrown away, the life wrapper is here. He will wrap it together until your life becomes a sweet-smelling savour in his sight. And no man of gratitude, the day that see you will say, the days and time you spent in serving God are not in vain. God is going to wrap your life together. God is going to wrap your life together. Whatever your heart desire has been that seems eluding you, today is that day that in life put it together. God is coming to your side to say, you have been abandoned, you have been left, neglected. If I can fold the napkin, if I can have time in my time of agony, in my time of neglect, in my time of grave, in my time of burial, to wrap the napkin together by itself, you are a person by yourself. God will wrap you together by yourself. We may be many, but there's an individual God that can individualize your life as you give him opportunity to wrap your life. God is coming to your side to say, you have been abandoned, you have been left, neglected. If I can fold the napkin, if I can have time in my time of agony, in my time of neglect, in my time of grave, in my time of burial, to wrap the napkin together by itself, you are a person by yourself. God will wrap you together by yourself. We may be many, but there's an individual God that can individualize your life as you give him opportunity to wrap your life together. Today, I come in the power of his might to say whatever has gone wrong in your life, God is coming to you at the point of your need to wrap your life together. God is coming. God is coming. Joy is coming. Peace is coming. Holiness is coming. Business is coming. Power is coming. Life is coming. God is coming to wrap your life together for you. that they that see you will notice. Peter noticed. He wrapped the napkin together. Sinners will see you, that God has wrapped you together. Your family member who say, we will see what you will get out of this church. They are coming to see that the God that you and I serve has wrapped your life together. He's going to make it well. God doesn't spoil. He will wrap it together for you. It may be broken to pieces. You may be wounded and bruised. You may be injured. But a God who wraps life is coming to you at the point of your need. I can hear him say, son, I will wrap it together. Daughter, I will wrap it together. Laborer, I will wrap it together. Big man, I will wrap it together. Whosoever you are, I, God, will wrap your life together again. How squeezed are you? How abandoned are you? How thrown aside are you? He's coming to you wherever you are thrown to. I can envision that napkin in the corner, squeezed, for he came. He took it in the grave. If he had time for napkin in the grave, you think he doesn't have time for you? God has time for you. Everybody say, I believe God has time for me. If he has time for this, Akpata, Ove, Ekagore, David, Mary, if God has time for napkin, the Bible says you are more important than all the birds that fly and all the grass in the field. Jesus had time to wrap and said, napkin, you came to be used for my head. Now thrown aside, I will not leave you uncared for. He wrapped it together. And when Peter came, he noticed the napkin has been wrapped together. What has squeezed in your life? Your joy? God will wrap it together. Your finances? Scattered and none? I know God. I know the God I'm talking about. I know God. I know God. I say I know God. I know God. I know God. How much is life against you? God will put it. I knew when he wrapped my life together. What have you passed through in life? What has been against you? How much have you been attacked? How far have you been pursued? The God who can wrap life together is asking me to tell you, if he had time for napkin, he, God, has time for you to be wrapped again. Stand up wherever you are. I'd like to ask God to wrap you together in his palm, in the palm of his right hand of righteousness. Lift up your two hands to heaven right now. Everyone, raise your hands to heaven. You are shattered. You are beaten down. You are thrown aside. Open your mouth. Make only one request. God, wrap my life. Open your mouth. Pray, pray. Just pray. Don't just add more. Add more. Whatever has injured your life, whatever has wounded you, open your mouth. Close your eyes. Pray to God. Tell God. be together again. Hallelujah. Pray after me. My God and my Father, you are the molder of my life. I am the clay. You are the potter. I'm available. No matter how much I have been bruised, wounded, thrown aside, cast down, now, Lord, I'm available. Put me together again. Wrap me again, Lord. Touch me again, Lord. Heal my wounds, Lord. Heal my injury, Lord. Fold me together. Wrap me together. Where I am weak, where I am down, where I am down, pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. Wrap me together. Wrap me together. Wrap me together. Wrap me together. Thank you, Father. You will heal my wounds. You will heal my bruises. Thank you, Father. Now is the time for you, God, to wrap my life together. As I involve my life in your service. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now lift up your two hands. Father, behold these hands. For any sickness and symptom of disease in their body. Devil, listen to me. These are no more yours. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. From their money, come out. From their business, come out. From their family, come out. From their body, come out. From their life, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth makes you every whit whole. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Give God a hand. Oh.
can make it through. There's no way that I can do without you. Your tender mercy long to bring me out.
Thank you. You just worthy to be. to say, you and me, he died to set us free.
Yeah. Redemption Hour comes to you from the Church of God Mission International, Incorporated, Benin City, Nigeria. For further details, prayers, and counseling, write Bishop Margaret Idahosa, Box 60, or PMB 1314, Benin City, Nigeria.